The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Chulin. Masechet Chulin has been dedicated by our good friend, Mr. Joey Jamal, and his wife, in honor of their son's Jack engagement to Shirley Sutton. Bazat Hashem, she get married b'sha'a tova u'muslachat, and zechut of the limud that we are going to have for the next several months in Masechet Chulin. They should enjoy a lot of nachat, shalom bayit, peace, prosperity, and all the berachot. Amen. Daf Chaf. Today's daf is being studied in Nishmat Abraham ben Esther, Rabbi Moshe ben Luna, and Nishmat Bela Bat. Rachel Ruach Hashem Tinihel Begin Eden, Nishmat Tatsura B'Sol Lachayim. Amen. We begin in Natslahat B'Yakum ben Yosef. We begin today's daf on Yutet Amud Bet, and we start at the Mishnah right towards the middle of the Amud. Hashuhet min hatzdadim shechitato kashera. He slaughtered, instead of going under the neck, he went on the side, to the right or to the left, and he slaughtered across. Shechitato kashera, because either way you're going to hit the cords. You're going to hit the kanan division. Okay. Rashi, Ovadia, Rashi, Hashuhat min hatzdadim.
לצד הסבל, שחיטתו כשרה, ואפילו לכתחילה נמה, ואיידי דבעיה למתנה המורק מן הסדדין, אז הנמה...
She says, don't think השוחט is בדיעבד. השוחט is לכתחילה. Since the next case is going to be בדיעבד, so we use the בדיעבד language. המורק מן הצדדים. A person makes מליקה. That's by the birds. מליקה is usually done with the thumb, the fingers. That Gemara is going to teach us you do in the back of the neck. Melika. They take the bird when they bring it as a korban, and they bend over the neck, and they take the nail, the coin, and he punctures from the back of the neck all the way through until he hits the simanim. So the Mishnah says, but if you do that from the side of the bird, hamolek min hatzdadim melikato pesula. Side melika, no good. Rashi, hamolek. So there's no negotiations there. There it says clearly the place of melika is in the back of the neck. Hashuhet min ha'orif, shechitato pesula. Okay, shechita from the back of the neck. Shechitato is going to be pesula. Rashi. Which means not on the neck itself, a little lower than the neck. Shechitato pesula. Stop there. When you slaughter from the back of the animal, the knife hits a bone first. The second it hits the bone and breaks the bone, it's terefah already. So it doesn't matter what you do afterwards. So therefore, slaughtering from the back of the animal is never going to be an option, unless, the Gemara is going to teach us, if you pull the simanim from the neck, you pull them around to the back of the animal, and you slaughter it like that. You could grab the simanim with your hand, you grab his trachea, and you grab his esophagus, and you pull it back to the back of the animal, then it's going to be okay. So that's what Rashi says. That case is okay. Continue. Oh, so the question is what we just said. Melika is done in the back of the neck. Ha, melika, the guy's going to put his nail through, it's going to break the bone. Basically, that she's saying, that's why Melika is done. Melika is the Torah, when it's said to do Melika, that's what it's said to do. So the breaking the mafreket is part of the process. Mashaket shechita, breaking the mafreket is not part of the process. You're supposed to go the other way. So if you started from the back, you have a problem. That's it. Melika is Melika, and Shechita is Shechita. We continue the Mishnah. Hashochet min hatzavar, hamolek min ha'orif, melikato keshira, obviously. When you make Melika from the orif, from the back of the chickens or the bird's neck, melikato keshira, that is Melika. Hashochet min hatzavar, shechitato keshira. Also, it's obvious. No, this Melika is done with the thumb, it's not done with a knife. What's your question?
Why is one
Because that's the way Torah says it. It's chok. There's no reason why melikah is done in the back and chok does in front. The whole thing is shechita is a chok. Why do you have to make shechita bechla? Why don't you just shoot a bullet through the head? Yes. Now, hashuhat min asavar shechitato keshira. That's pashut. The whole neck. That's like a regular pashut. Hamolek min asavar melikato pesula. Okay, melikah from the front. Pesula. Because the Torah is going to tell you it's got to be done from the back. Shekol ha'oref kasher lemelika, the whole back is kasher for melika. That's it. The back is good for the birds, and the front is good for the shechita. Kach hazeh. Nimsa comes out kasher b'shechita pasul b'melika, kasher b'melika pasul b'shechita. What's kosher by melika is pasul by shechita, and what's kasher by shechita is pasul b'melika. Basically saying in the same time, this one is in the front and this one's in the back. אבל יא רידס דה רשיז
המונק מן העורף לחתך בשר מפרקת עד שיגיע לסימנים מליקתו כשלה וזו היא מצוות מליקה
that's it that is the מצוות מליקה לכת רעילה
זה אני רקמה בפרעית החותך שדרה ומחלקת בלא רוב בשר עד שמגיע לבשת או לקנה
that's it
ועיד התקנה השוחית מן העורף פסולה דאפיל בדיעבד תננמי המולק בדיעבד
I don't think המולק is בדיעבד לכת רעילה you slaughter it from the back okay יש שוחית מן הסבר
תחת הגרון קרי סבר
תחת הגרון under the neck Right, that's the way you make the majority of shechitot. It's the normal way. Okay, so the Mishnah is self-explanatory. Gemara. My Orif. Oh. What is when the Mishnah said that Orif is pasul for shechita and it's kashir for melika? What is this word Orif? Ilima Orif mamash. Maybe you're going to come and tell me it means mamash, the back of the head. Which is, you know, towards the face, but to the back. Orif, my iriya shochet afilu molek nameh. Why are you telling me you can't make shechita? You're not even making melikah either, because melikah is not made on the head. Why? Mimul orpo amarachmana. The Torah says parallel to the orif, but not the orif itself. So it's a little below the skull bone of the back of the. So therefore, it cannot be talking about the actual head itself. Orif is a little low on the neck. Because it says mimul orpo, not on the orif itself. Mimul, parallel to the orif. Mimul orpo marachmana, velo orpo. Ela my orif, mimul orif. Oh, that's what it means. Mimul orif, parallel to the orif, parallel to the bone in the back. Kediktani sefalak. We learned in the sefa. Kol ha orif kasher lemelika. Exactly. If you're telling me that's only one limited spot on the bone, how can the Mishnah say, Kola Orif Kasher Limlika? What is it, Kola Orif? It's only one little piece of bone. And the fact that it says Kola Orif, it means must be it's a significant place. Mm-hmm. And then what's the place beneath the bone of the back of the animal, of the back of the bird? Minane Mile. How do we know this? What are we trying to Minane Mile? How do we know? Mimul po is the back. How do we know that's where it is? The Tanu the Banan. Because we have a brighter. Mimul orpo. What does mul orpo mean? Mul haroe et haorif. Which means parallel or in the back of something that can see the orif. Which means when you're in the back of the bird, go to the orif, go to the neck bone or whatever you call it, the skull bone of the back. It's parallel to the neck. You can see the neck. Mimul orpo. The part of the back of the animal that can see the orif. Mimul orpo. It can see it. How do we know mimul is like in front of? Vechenu omer, v'hu yoshid mimuli. That's what's parasha. Balak. When Balak was scared of Bnei Yisrael, what did he tell Bilam? V'hu yoshid, this Jewish nation, yoshid mimuli. In front of me where I can see them. So the mimuli is in where we can see it. Ve'omer. And not only that, the pasuk says, Ki panu elai orif velo panim. They gave me their back and not their face. So the Gemara says, "My ve'omer." What do I need the second pasuk for? Already we located with the orif. What's the second pasuk teaching me? Because v'chitem ha'orif gufelu yadin anhecha denena mul didehecha. I don't know what the word orif means to know what mul orpo means. That's why we have the second pasuk. Tashema ki pena elai orif velo panim. He showed me his orif and not his face. Must be the orif is in the back. Nechlav the orif lehade panim. It's corresponding to the face, but in the back. Then it says mul orpo next to the orif, the part that can see it. So therefore, we located the spot where the shechita, the melika of the bird is done. Bene Rabbi Hiya, the sons of Rabbi Hiya, mitzvat melika. Mahzir Simanim, or Amri ben Rabbi Chaya, the sons of Rabbi Chaya said, Mitzvat Melika, what's the Mitzvat Melika? How do you do it? Mahzir Simanim Nahore Ha'orif Umulek. You gotta pull the Simanim from the front and bring it towards the back and make Melika in the back, but pulling the Simanim around. It says, Ika de Amri. Before the bone, on top of the bone. Right. You're moving it back.
You hit
the Simanim
first.
So the Gemara says, what did he mean, B'nei Rabbi Chaya? So, Ika de Amri Af Mahzir. Some say you can even do it that way.
You don't have to.
Right. The regular way to do it is the conventional Melika. But you want to bring the Simanim around, it's also okay. The Ika de Amri Mahzir Dafka. Some say, no, that's the way you do it. Mistabra, the Gemara says, it's logical to say, Keman de Amar Af Mahzir. The Gemara wants to bring a proof now to show that it's not mandatory to do it that way, but you can do it that way. What's the proof? Mimai, where do you know that from? Bediktani, from it says in the Mishnah. Hashochet min ha'oref, shaitato pesula. Right, what did the Mishnah say? Shaita from the back is no good. Hamolek min ha'oref, melikato keshira. But melika from the back is okay. The is al kadatach. Mahazir Dafka. And if you tell me that Melika is Dafka when you're pulling the Simanim back, my idiya molek, why are you saying only Melika that way? Afilu shochet tameh. Shaita's also kashir if you pull the Simanim back. And then, but why would the Mishnah say that if you make Melika in the Orif, it's okay, but Shaita in the Orif, no good? If Melika is pulling the Simanim back, the Shaita's also okay with that. So therefore, must be that when it said Melika, it means even without pulling the Simanim back, and that will be pasul if you did it that way by Shechita. Okay. El alad, shma mina, proof positive, af ma'azir. Umatnitin bedela ahdar. And Amishnah is talking about, why is it pasul? Because you didn't bring them back. The reason why Amishnah says that if you made Shechita in the Orif, it's pasul, belo ahdar. You didn't pull the Simanim back. But had you pulled the Simanim back, it would be kasher as well on the Orif. So that's all what we just said in the names of the children of Rabbi Chaya. The children of Rabbi Chaya, the son said that you could pull it back, and we had two interpretations. The Gemara concludes, the interpretation is that you could even pull it back. It's optional to pull it back by Melika. Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yanai, Yekabelu arovin et teshuvatan. The rovin, that's the young ones, the na'arim, the children of Rabbi Chaya. Rovin is the na'arim. They will get their answer from what it says at the end of Amishnah. Diktani, it says at the end of Amishnah, Nimsa kasher b'shchita pasul b'melika. Kasher b'melika pasul b'shchita. That was the rule at the end of the Mishnah. Why would the Mishnah have to give me that rule? It's redundant. You told me where you make shchita, you told me where you make melika. So good. Oh, you know what comes out? What's kasher by shchita is basul by melika. What's kasher by melika is basul by shchita. What is that coming to include or exclude? Lemeute mai lav lemeute mahzir simanim leachore haorif dela. It must be coming to tell us that what, that if you made melika with ha'azarat simanim, it'll be no good. Which means the point of the Mishnah is coming to tell me that what's kasher by shechita will be pasul by melika. Which is we're saying a different answer now. We're saying in Ekanami, you don't have an option to do that. The sons of Rabbi Chaya said by melika, you can pull it back. We're saying from the Mishnah, you see, not like that. Because what did the Mishnah say? What's kasher by shechita is pasul by melika. Oh, what's that must be talking about? Where you pull the simanim back. So it's pasul by melika, and it's kasher by shechita. Oh, that's why that rule must have been coming to add that case.
It's neither. No.
So therefore, it's not an option at all. It's neither. You cannot make melika by pulling the simanim. It's arguing on the sons of Rabbi Chaya.
Can you say it the other way?
What's the other way?
If you pull it around, even though you pulled it around, you still have to do shechita from the front. It's still not good for shechita.
No, but you have to follow the words of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, what's kasher by shechita is pasul by...
You said it the other way also.
What's kasher by melika is pasul by... No, because we know by shechita you could pull the simanim back. That's a fact. Okay. That's known. That's the given. So we know you could pull the simanim back by shechita. So once you know that given, so now I'm going to say, what's kasher by shechita, namely, pulling the simanim back, is pasul by melika. Oh, question against the children of Rabbi Chaya. So Rabbi Chaya's children will answer that. That's not the diuk in the Mishnah. Amar Abba, lav lemaute ma'asis abrim na'olei orif dela. There was no Amar Abba bar Barhana. La. It's coming to exclude Shen, making Shaita with a tooth or a tzipor in a nail, which means you have to make shechita with something, like we learned earlier, that's not mechubar, that's not attached. The tooth is attached, let's say, to the jaw. Attached, forget about one or two teeth. That's a different issue of ripping up the simanim. But we said it's not allowed to be attached. Right. So therefore, she'er and tziporin as well. And that's what it means. Kashir bimlika, going the other way, Duke. Kashir bimlika, which is kashir by milika, because he knows what is nail. That's going to be pasul by shaita. If a guy comes with a big nail and he wants to make shaita, no good. So the Duke is on the other side of the Mishnah. What's kasher by milika is pasul by shaita. Mazik kasher by milika? Nail or tooth. It has to be pasul by shaita.
Mishnah is on shaita, which is pasul by milika.
Yes. That's what's saying. No, the other way, the other part I say is laftafka. Which I only, the Mishnah at the end came to tell me one chitush. The reason why it flipped both sides is the other side was always going to be lav dafka. Here the main chiddush is going to be what's kashir for medika is basul for shaita. Why did it say the other way? What's kashir for shaita? Stop, derek agav. No chiddush on that side. Which is, whatever side we're going to pick to say the chiddush on, we're going to say the other side of the mishnah was just said derek agav. So now they're going, I'll tell you why we said the sefa. Not to tell me anything about pulling simanim. Really, I tell you, pulling simanim is okay. Ben b'shaita, ben b'melika. And what's told us at the end of the Mishnah? That there's something that's kasher b'melika that's not kasher b'shaita. Namely what? Tzipor and v'shin. Gemara says, no, that cannot be.
What's the shin saying?
The shin. With shin, you can do it by melika. You can use a shin. And you cannot use it by
shaita.
Yeah, that's what it's saying.
Like.
Why didn't the follow-up Mishnah? Perfect.
When you say that answer, it's
right, kasher b'melika.
Doesn't flow with the line before.
That line before says lav dafka. That line is the setup for the next line with the hadushes. But the Gemara says it's not going to work anyway. Why? Because shen b'sipon behedya katani lu. I don't need to learn that you can't slaughter with a nail or a tooth from a diuk in a mishnah, because it's written explicitly on daf tevav to be finished mishnah. Didn't the Mishnah say?
Correct.
If you slaughter with the tooth or in the nails connected, no good. So that cannot be the Hadush in the Mishnah. So what's the Hadush in the Mishnah? Ela Amar Rabbi Yirmiya, Lemeute Molich Umevi. Which means, no good. By Melika, it's just piercing it in. So what's Kasher for Shechita, namely, Kasher B'Shechita is going back and forth. It's pasul for milika. By milika, the queen doesn't run his nail across. He pierces it through. So that's what the Mishnah is saying. So Gemara says, wait. Ani chanem andamar molichu mevi b'milika pasul. That's going to quote the opinion that says molichu mevi is pasul. Aba ila lemanda amar kasher ma'ika lememar. But according to the opinion that says, indeed, it's kasher if you run your nail across by milika. So what's the tradition of Mishnah? Gemara says, no problem. Bnei Rabbi Chaya asav yila kemanda amar molichu mevi b'milika pasul. The sons of Rabbi Chaya hold that is pasul.
Back and forth.
So therefore, they were right. Pulling simanim back is okay. Ben b'shchita, ben b'melika, and the Mishnah is not coming to exclude that case. What's the case the Mishnah is coming to exclude? The case of where the exactly where by melika molicho mevi is pasul, and by shchita it's kasher. Everything is good. Okay, let's read some Rashi's. Read the Rashi. You can go. Lo le meute shen v'siporin. Read that one, the first one.
Meute shen v'siporin. Mishum sefa nakat la kasher b'melika pasul b'shechita. Meute shen mechoberet v'siporin mechoberet pasul b'shechita.
Rashi kama.
Kasher b'melika kigon siporin mechoberet pasul b'shechita. Bechemad hashmeinan siporin v'adin l'shen. D'ta'ama mishum mechobar hu.
Good. The main hadush is in that case. What's kasher by this is kasher basul by that. And once we said that, we said what's kasher by shaita is basul by melika as well. Okay, that was straightforward. The next she plays around with a girsa. You can start reading that one. Shem is important. Behedya tanu. Maybe we finish mishtan. Shem is important.
Okay.
That's it.
ואיתם מפרשי דרנשה ממעט שן תלושה וסיפורן תלושה דחשב בשחיתה ופצור במניקה.
ולאי. אוקיי, דרנשי גורסי תורדי מגרסה. אני אסק questions. But the main, for the פשעה לגמרה, we have it based on what he said. Okay, let's go further in the גמרה. אמר רב כהנא. Mitzvat Melika. Okay. How do you do the Mitzvat Melika? Now again, you have to know the Torah talks about Melika. Malak et rosh ha-sipor. So how do you do it? So it says, Kotzetz ve-yored ve-zuhi mitzvata. Which means, he takes his thumb and he pierces the flesh that's on the mafreket, that's on the skull or the backbone, and he breaks it, and he goes all the way through ve-yored until he gets to the simanim, which is underneath the bone, because it's behind the bone. He breaks the bone with his nails, very hard. It's to break it, break the flesh, and go into the simanim, and that's where the bezuhi mitzvata. Look at Rashi. Read Rashi. Kotzetz v'yored.
Kotzetz v'yored. Beno halacha
b'omah. Right. No going back and forth, just piercing. The Gemara says, Savar Rabbi Abin Nememar, Kotzetz v'yored in. Modichu mevi, lo. Right, from the language of the way Rav Kana said it, it's much better that you're going into a piercing mode. Right? Kotzetz v'yored. But he didn't say modichu mevi. So therefore must be modichu mevi, according to Rav Kana, at least is no good. Amar leir birmiya, kol sheken de modichu mevi b'mlika kasher. Kol sheken. Umay zuhi mitzvata. But he said zuhi mitzvata, this is the way to do it. Ema af zuhi mitzvata. Not exclusively, meaning the regular standard way of going back and forth, of course, is going to be kasher. The hadush you can even pierce. Rashi.
כל שכן בכל כמה דלא ממעט כלה בהדיה, כן ממעט סכין וסבר, כי אביב מניקה בשחיתה תפה עדיף.
Correct, which means the only thing that we have different is medikas in the back, the chaitas in the front, this is with a nail, this is with a knife, but the more we can keep them similar, where we don't have to make them different, we like to keep them similar. Namely, modich umevi, that's what you call shaken. Why minimize it? I don't want to minimize it. Okay.
Modich umevi, in the case of the bird, is just the same way that an animal should.
Yeah, take his nail and go across.
That way, what's...
Maza.
Which way?
Go across.
Is that Melika?
Oh, no. It's always called Melika because it's with his nail. The question is, are you going down into it or are you going across? Like a knife. Imagine the nail's like a knife. So there's kotzetz for your head and then molichu mevi. Amar birmiya. Again, this is what he said. It's the hardest, one of the hardest surfaces in the Beit HaMikdash is to make
one hand.
The doves, they're very small.
Still the hardest item to do. He has to hold it, he has to pull the neck back, he has to put his hand on it, and he has to get the right spot. That's hard, not easy. Okay, I'm out of here. If he...
It's a host.
Let's do it again. Get another bird. That's all. Never lie. I'm not going to talk about it now. Amar Birmiya Amar Shmuel. A quote from the another quote of Rabbi Birmiya. Kol kasher b'shlita, whatever's kasher b'shlita, kenegdo ba'oref kasher b'mlika. Which sounds like it's saying that whatever spot on the neck that we're going to say is kasher for shlita, so the back of the bird, that area also will be kasher for Melika. So the Gemara makes a diyuk. So you know what? Every part that's kasher for the front, that whole area, whatever it is, the savar, so the back, also that area is going to be kasher. So I can make a diyuk. Ha pasul b'shchita, pasul b'melika. Implying that wherever is pasul in the front, b'shchita is going to be pasul in the back for Melika l'me'ute mai. What is it coming to exclude? Now, it's not coming to exclude making Melika above the neck. Because clearly the Torah says, Mimul Orpo. So I don't need a diyuk to tell me that you cannot go above the area. So for sure, we know Melika is done beneath the Orif. So what do I need a diyuk to tell me? Oh, wherever is Pasul in the front, is Pasul in the back. You can't go high in the front, you can't go high in the back. I know you can't go high in the back. The Torah says you can't go high in the back. So therefore, what is the pasul here? That's pasul there. Ilima, maybe you can come and tell me like this. Lemeute ikur simanim. Oh, which means, remember we learned this once. The simanim are attached. And they're connected to the jaw. They're fastened, they're held in the animal. But it's possible sometimes, before the shaita, the simanim detach, like dangling. They detach from the structure of the animal, from the jaw of the animal, from the over here. So maybe it's coming to tell me lemeute, to exclude a kur simanim, that if one of the simanim, either the kaneh or the veshet, pulled out, detached, dislodged from the place of the lehi of the in the back, and it's coming to say that just like you cannot slaughter the shaita asur in that case. Once it's oker, you cannot make shaita. So the chadush is saying you cannot make melika either. So kol pasul b'shaita, meaning akirat simanim, will be pasul as well by melika. Only problem is that's not the case. It's not the halacha. Halacha says be'atani remi bari haskel en ikur simanim be'off. There's no law of ikur simanim. That even if when you're slaughtering an off, the siman was dislodged even before you made the, not that it was cut, it was just detached from the lehi, it's okay. So they were, indeed it's pasul by shaita, but it's not pasul by melika. So they were, what is the pasul coming to teach me? Amar papa lemeute rosho. It's coming to exclude that what? You can't make melika in the head. Here you have to make it in the neck. What do you need that for? That for? Rosho pshita mimul orpo amar Rav Hanan, v'lo b'rosho. It's the halamina. So that clearly says mimul orpo. It's got to be behind, beneath the neck. I know you cannot make it on the head. So Gemara says, my rosho. You know what it means when we said rosho? Shipui rosho. What is shipui rosho? Which means on the spot of the head that starts to slant down, the shipua of the rosh. And what's the hadush that you can't do it over there? Meaning the case is going to be talking about kegon. The nakat meshipui rosho is a case we had this morning and stuff. You started from the back of the neck. Not the neck, the back of the head, where it starts to slope down. The higrim. Higrim means you were out of the spot. You were off the spot. You were out of the zone. And then what? Ve'azal ad matal etatai. The knife was on an angle until it went down, until it got to the simanim. Okay? And what happened? It reached a bit of shrita. And you did the rov of the medika at that point over there. Which is, you started off behagrama, and you ended off bekashrut. So it's coming to tell me, whatever is pasul by shechita will be pasul by melika. And therefore, like whose opinion? Uchteravuna amar Rav Aseh. Tamar Ravuna amar Rav Aseh. Higrim shlish v'shachat shne shlish pesula. Remember we had Ravuna this morning? According to the first version, Ravuna taught us this morning like this. Everybody agrees, let's go to the front of the animal. You started above the Kova Ha'alyon. Kova Ha'alyon is the top ring. According to the Talim of HaMishnah, that's the highest spot where you can make Shaita. You can't make Shaita higher than that. So you started higher than that. That's called Hagrama. You did a Shlish. And then the knife went down, and did two Shlishim. Two thirds on the bottom. We said according to Ravuna, in the first version, everybody's going to say no good. Because why? Exactly, the animal died before you got to the Simanim. Before of Shaita, it died in the beginning at Hagrama. No good. Oh, so therefore, the Hadus coming to me, same thing by Melika. That if I started my Melika out of the zone, I started Hagrama, meaning in the head, and I went down and I got two-thirds, doesn't matter. Since the bird dies in the Hagrama area, if, even though you got an orb of the Simanim eventually, it's not going to be good. That's why I had to tell me Rosho. Because you would have thought maybe we're lenient by Medika, by other things. So maybe we're lenient by Medika also, that if you did this Hagrama, it would be okay. Kamash Malan, that it is going to be Pesula. Rashi, Vegrim. Look at the bottom, Rashi. Vegrim.
Vegrim.
Vazal.
Vazal Adamata Tatae. The Simanim, Negev Makom Shahita. The Gama Medika Tosham. The E Avad Ruba, the Shifui Harosh, the Ainu Horef Amas, Postericha, the Shmuel. The Hamun Behedia Katir.
Correct. I don't have to tell you if you did the majority of the shaita in the head, that is pasul. Of course, we know it's pasul. Ela
mihuta hudavad hatam v'ashmuina Shmuel techihechi demefsela shechita mishum hatchalat oto makom uchtulavuna avagav derubav emkom shechita mefsela namem elika.
Good. Just like by shechita, when you start in the wrong spot, according to Ravuna, no good. You know you end good. So do the same thing by Melika. Even though you started off in the wrong spot, you ended good. You are no good. Amar le Rav Acha bered Rava le Rav Ashe. Ha detani Rami bar Yehezkel. En ikur simanim be'of. Oh, go back to that law. That if the simanim were detached, it's not going to affect shchita ta'of. Lo amaran ela le mandamar shchita le'of min ha'Torah. Oh, Ein Shah Dat Open Atura. Ein Shah Dat Open Atura, which is a big mahloket. This law of Shahitat off, where does it say? You look in the whole Torah, it doesn't say anywhere. Had a slaughter and off. And where do we learn Shahitat off? Some Shitot says Midra Baran. The rabbis came along and said, Shemina Torah, Shahitat off, then you just choke it. Do whatever you want to, you can kill it. But the rabbis came along and said, you know what? You make a Shahitat off as well, it's a good thing. Oh, so according to that opinion that says that Shahitat off, is Midra Banan, so I understand why we say it. Therefore, if the Siman got detached before, okay, so anyway, it's only with the rabbis. So there's, you can be lenient. Look at Rashi. Remanda Amar, Param Rashi.
Remanda Amar,
the rabbis. So it says, Amar, Remanda Amar, Yesh Shaitan of Minatura, Yesh Ikur. Oh, but if you say that the Shaitan of Minatura, oh, stringent. Therefore, the law of Ikur is going to apply. That if it gets detached, no good. Top Rashi. Ah, Rashi says very good. When it says Minat Torah, it doesn't mean you're not going to find the Pasuk in the Torah talking about Shahidat Ahav. It means Torah Shabbat Peh. Very good. Okay, that's the Bi in Perik HaShochet. Correct. It says, V'zabachta kesher sivitikha. Like I commanded you. Amazing thing. The whole law of Shechita, according to the B, is in one word, Sivitikha. That I commanded you. Where'd you command me? Oh, yeah, orally, outside of Har Sinai. So therefore, that's according to that opinion, that these items are Minat Torah, Milamed. Nothing. Right. Oh, so if you say this Shaitan of Minat Torah, then we're going to be strict. Now that's one way of looking at it, but you know, I could look at it the exact reverse way. I could look at it like this. Like the Gemara is going to say, but I'll tell the outside first. I could say Adrapa. If you say the law is Midrabanan, then I'll say, listen, the rabbis institute a law like they fashion it after the Torah law. The Torah law is by Shaitat Behemot. So they'll say, well, just like by Shaitat Behemot, Ikur is an issue. So therefore, when the rabbis instituted it by birds, they followed the same design. And therefore, Ikur will be an issue. But if you say it's Minat Torah, the Torah can do whatever it wants. And therefore, I could say the Torah was osated by animals and was matited by birds. Reverse logic, Torah can do anything. So the Torah was matited by birds, but the rabbis, they follow the paradigm of the Torah. So therefore, the Gemara says, Adrabah, Amar Le, he told them, Adrabah, Ibcha Mistabra. It's more Mistaber the other way. Leman da'amad yesh shaitan lof min ha-Torah. Koit opinion says that Shaitan lof has a source in the Torah Shema Peh. Ika leman da'aki agmere. That's the way they learned it. The end, ikur. That ikur is not a factor. Afilu leman da'amad ke behema. Even though we say that the Shaitan follows like the behema. Le'inyan ikur lo lave ke behema. Even though there's some parallels between Shaita and the behema, the bird and the behema, but not le'inyan this. But if you say that the whole thing is with Rabbanan, where did you learn the laws of Shaita at all? That if it's with Rabbanan, then everything has to be like a behema. Which then you don't have flexibility. Oh, we'll take this, we'll take that. Your whole source is. Where did you make up this idea to learn Shaita by an off? By a behema. So follow the behema law. It causes a problem. But if you say it's with Deoraita, then the rise isn't. For this, we're comparing it to a behemah, l'inyan shechita. But l'inyan ikur, we're not comparing it to it. I can do whatever it wants. Read the Rashi.
That's
in the Memar. Right. So this for Shechita, we compare it to Behema. But for other things, we don't compare it to Behema. Listen, Halakha Mishnah Mishnah was said to compare where it was said. And where it wasn't said, it wasn't said. Okay, we go further. Okay. So till now we said what? There's no Ikur Simanim by a bird. We're lenient by that item. Right? That was the Gemara's interpretation till now. Amar Bina, Amar Li Ravin Bar Kisi. Haditani, that's what we have in the Braita. Rami Bari Azkel, En Ikur Simanim Be'of, which we just learned. Lo amaran ela bimlika. That's only said when you're making milika. Ava b'shrita yesh ikur. That's kosla. By milika, there's a lot of leniencies already. Because if you think about it, one thing for sure you're doing in milika is dirisa. You're taking the thumb and you're puncturing it. You're biting it. This, you're puncturing it. Which you cannot do that by shaita. You cannot take the knife and lance it. So you have to make shaita. So therefore, already you see by milika there's leniencies. So I could say, just like we have that leniency in the way you puncture it, we'll say also you'll have the leniency that what? There's no need of ikur. That if they came apart, it's okay. But by shaita ofot, which is the regular law, there's no leniency by shaita ofot. You have to make a regular shaita. I'll say the laws of ikur apply. So we just now narrow down this whole law of ikur simanim, not being a problem only by Midika, where we waive some other issues as well. Dashi. Lo amaran ela. Shem hakam.
Lo amaran ela b'midika. Dechema d'derasa v'chalada lo pasleh ba. Ikur zmanin namei lo pasleh ba. Aba b'shechita.
V'chalada, yes. Okay, now we're going to go through the case. Gemara says... Deha Amar bin Mi Amar Shmuel. Kol Hakef. This was on. We had this on Amud Rishon. Shmuel said, Kol Hakasher b'Shchita kenegdo ba'Orif Kasher b'Mlika. Whatever is Kasher in the front by Shchita is Kasher in the back by Mlika. So we made a diyuk. Ha Pasul Pasul. Which means what? Whatever is Pasul in the front, Legabe Shchita, is Pasul in the back, Legabe Mlika. That's not so. Because you tell me in the front, ikur is pasul by shaita. But you tell me in the back, ikur is kasher by melika. That diyuk now doesn't work. Which is must be Shmuel didn't hold like that. Because Shmuel made a statement, kasher, kasher. Implying what? Pasul, pasul. And we say pasul, pasul, it means, just like ikur is pasul in the front, it's pasul in the back by melika.
So it's location, right? Location, aren't you on the statement?
It's not limited. It's not limited. It's not limited. So whatever's kasher in the front is kasher in the back. Whatever. Place, ikur, all of it. Call this. It's called a kasher. Everything. So the Gemara says, now what are you going to do? The Gemara says, ahu peliga. What should I tell you? He argues, which means that statement that we quoted of Rabbi Yirmiyah, we just quoted Rabbi Yirmiyah, the name of Shmuel, he argues on Avin Bar Kisi. Avin Bar Kisi holds by Milika, Ikur is okay. But Shmuel obviously is going to say, it's not okay. So we have a machloket, if Ikur is kasher by Milika or not. Machloket between Rav Kisi, Avin Bar Kisi, and Rav Yirmiyah, the name of Shmuel. Rashi. Now who?
Who? Rav Yirmiyah, Peliga, and Rav Bar Kisi. Rav Yirmiyah, Savar, Da'af, Shchita, Ein Ikur.
Rabbi Yirmiyah is going to, because you have to say that. Because the statement is, whatever is kasher by this, is kasher by that, whatever is pasu by that. So he must hold, there's no difference in ikur, not by shechita, and not by milika. So according to the first Rabbi Yirmiyah, not only is ikur kasher by milika, it'll be kasher as well by shechita. Velet hilcheta, we do not posek like the Braita of Rami Bari Haskel. Why was Rami Bari Haskel's Braita? Yeah, what did he say? Well, tell me. What was Rami Bari Haskel's Braita? We had it above. Rami Haskel's Braita was
Any
Kusimanim Ba'of. That's only by.
If you're going to say it's by off.
Correct. Which means, that's how you learn. He was the one that wanted to make a haluk between if you hold it in a Torah or not. But he wanted to say, if you hold it, it's with Rabbanan, you have no problem of ikur samanim. So Rashi comes along and says, Velet el cheta keman itad remi bari haskel. Tatanya beperkin del kaman, shahat et aveshet. Let's say you slaughtered the aveshet. Ma'arkak nishmeta hagargeret, And then the other, the kane, was called the gargaret also, it came apart. But by that time he did one siman. By birth only needed one siman. So it's okay. Once you got one siman in, even though the other thing fell apart, it's okay. Kishira. However, the shmitah gargaret, if the trach fell apart first, v'alkach shahat, im etaveshet pesula. Good. Shahat etaveshet. V'nimset gargaret shemuta. You found it dislodged. You don't know when it was dislodged. V'en yadua. Im kodem shaita nishpeto lahal shaita, ze haya ma'aseh. That was a story that happened. The amru kol safek b'shaita pesula. Therefore, you have to be stringent. Alma yesh ikur be'of. Must be that the laws of ikur apply by birds, because this case was about a bird. They have be'of kamaydi. How do I know it's about a bird? Because they're only allowing you. They're only telling you have to slaughter one of the two simanim. Shahatat ze or shahatat ze. So therefore, for sure, it's about a bird. And in the bird case, it's talking about what. You don't know if there was ikur simanim or not, and if you have to be mahmir. Shema mina that yesh ikur be'ofot. Shad davesh, v'kash v'da gergeret. Kishra de ofik shiru b'siman echad. Ofis kasher even b'siman echad. Okay? So therefore, as she says, we don't posek like this. Braita, we hold there is ikur by ofot as well. Just like it's ikur by shaitan be'ema, like it says later on. Be kasher. Continue reading. We have a brighter still than brighter now. Because Rami Bar Yehezkel's brighter said there's no ikur. And then she just quoted us a brighter that there is ikur. Oh, now you have a collision between two brightot. No problem. Taritz. Good. The second bright that it was Mahmir must hold that what? That yesh shchita in ofot is minat Torah. And therefore minat Torah, we're going to say this ikur, therefore you have a safek, you're going to have to treat it the umrah. Which is, I could say, Rabbi Abari Yazke was talking with Rabbanan. With Rabbanan, you don't have to worry about ikur. But if you hold this minat Torah like we hold, yesh shchita ofot minat Torah, therefore, we have a safek, you have to be choshesh because of safek when a Torah. Okay, now we go to the next case. Okay. Okay, Ama Zairi. New story over here. What did Zairi say? Nishbera mafreket v'rob basar ima nevela. Okay, this is not talking about a bird. It's talking about a balha, an animal. Let's say you slaughtered it from the back, let's say somehow. So you slaughtered, you broke the mafreket. Once you break the mafreket, the animal officially is terefa. Okay? So now at that point over there, even if you would finish the process, meaning you slaughter the simanim, you do the rest of the process, it's too late. Once you hit the mafreket, it's over. Nishbiram mafreket v'rob basar, and the meat that's on the mafreket, nevela, even though the animal is still jumping around, so technically you want to save it, you want to go around and make the shaita and fix it. No, at that point already it has a din of nevela, and it has tumat nevela as well, because it's considered as if it died. So not that it's a terefa, I take that back, not that it's a terefa, it's a nevela. Which means, once you hit the back, it's even though it's jumping around still, for all halakhic purposes, it's dead. So that's an animal that died without shahita. What is that called? Nevela. Even though it's jumping around, oh, I'll fix it, you go in the front and you make the shahita, too late. What you're going to do after that is not going to help a dead animal. And therefore, it's nevela, and there's tumat nevela as well. What is tumat nevela? Whatever it means, if he eats the kezayin of it, metameh himself and his begadim, the whole law of tumat nevela. Now, Gemara says, Amar of Hazda, Afanana mitanina. You know, we actually learned this in Zibahi. Malak besakin. What did the guy do? He made milika with a sakin. He's in the back of the bird. Without his nail. Problem. He's using a knife to make melika. You don't do that. So the din is like this. Metameh begadim abet tabili'ah. Which means, this bird is a nevela. Nafkamina eats a kezayit. Once the kezayit hits his gullet, he's tame and he's closer to me. Gemara explains. I amart terefavia. So if you say that when you hit the bone, it becomes a terefa, so medikata zui shchitata, which means, since it's not considered medika what you did, so therefore you did a ma'ase shchita, which means, if you want to tell me that it's a terefa, okay, that means, we're not going to say this, like if you want to tell me when you hit the backbone, it makes it a terefa, stop right there, it's not a nevelaya, it's a terefa. Finish the process. Now by finishing the process and getting the simanim, so at least I did a shechita, but I can't eat it, it has a din of a terefa. It's not a nevela. Od pam. What's the regular law by a terefa? Not every terefa is a nevela. Terefa means you slaughtered it correctly, you just had a problem. So the same thing over here. If you tell him that when you hit the bone, it makes it a terefa, so why should it be a nevela? Finish the shechita, continue, at least you'll get the shechita good. Din terefa, na ela must be terefa via bedikata zu shaitata. The Gemara says tehane le sakin le tahara mide nevela. So Gemara says like this: let the sakin purify it from a nevela. Od pam, which means you are cutting the bone. We're saying that when you cut the bone, it makes it a nevela, not a terefa. Makes it a nevela, not a behema. You start it in the back, you cut the bone, it's a nevela, game over, you can't fix it, it's considered the animal's dead. Once the animal's dead, it's a nevela. You cannot finish the situation. Proof? Well, I'll tell you the proof. From the Afazda, Afananda Mitanina, the guy took a bird, and instead of making me the cow with his thumb, he made me the cow with a knife. Huh? By the way, nevela. If he eats it, he's metame himself, metame is begadim. Yeah. What are you talking about? Why should it be a nevela? If anything, it should be a terefa, which is the second he hit the neck, the back, it made it a terefa. Let him continue slaughtering. I know you can't eat it, but at least it won't be a nevela. If he continues slaughtering, you slaughter it correctly, then it's a terefa. Why? Which is, let the knife at least, if it cannot serve as a milika, let the knife serve as a shechita, but we don't say that. The fact that we, now let me read those words inside. Terefavia, medikata zui shechitata, tehanele sakin etare midi nevela. Let the knife serve at least a function, not to make it a kosher medika, but to take it out of the status of a nevela. But the fact that you don't say that, what do you learn from there? That what? When, once you hit the neck bone, it's considered dead, and then once it's dead, it has a din of a nevela, even if you finished it. Because you finish it when it died. Okay, now, there's a very big dashi over here that goes into this. We can read it a little. Nevela. Good, even though the animal's still jumping around. Is that? Correct, it's not going to fix it. The shaita, after it's dead, doesn't help anything.
Malak of kodeshim b'sakin.
Okay, no slow. What did you do? You used a knife. You made milika with a knife. Okay, ואוכן?
ואוכן נברת עוף טהור מטמא בגדים, שהוא לבוש בשעה שבועו.
Okay. Eating נברת עוף טהור, and he has clothes on, when he hits his throat, the בגדים יקם טמא. That's what I'm saying. ולא?
ולא בגדים שקודם לכן.
Ah, which means only clothes that he was wearing now. Not... No, no, which you may be begetting that he had when it was in his mouth. Which means, yes, he had it in his mouth. He was chewing on it. He got undressed as he was chewing on it. Those begadim are not going to be three, even though they were in his mouth. It's only the begadim that he had on at the time he swallowed. They were begadim, so it's okay. Not begadim that he was after either. After he swallows, the clothes that he puts on after are not going to become tame either. Because he does not become the clothes. Continue. Shehu. No. Velo begadim shlava shachar shehu b'me'av, and not the clothes that he puts on after the food is in his stomach. So it's a very specific item. It's the begadim that he's wearing at the time the food goes down his throat. Continue. Ve'en la.
Ve'en la tumat magal legamle. Ela tumat beliyah.
Good. Nevela does not have a tumat. Understand? Nevelat of tahor does not have a tumat of touching. The tumat of nevela. Only once you touch it, you're tame. Hadush ate it. He touched it. How do you get it in his mouth? Somebody else fed it to him. We'll see. Mechula. Okay, now for the rest of this Rashi, what the Rashi does is he gives you the sources. I don't know why he chose to do it over here, but here he gives you all the pesukim. How do you know Nevela? How do you know the Kezayit? How do you know Betameliah? How do you know the Begad? All the sources over here. Let's see if we could we can read a part of it. Okay, so he's supposed to talk about off, the Tanya. Now, his friend took a piece of meat, nevela, in his mouth. You think he becomes tameh? Which means, tomat maga he didn't have, because he didn't touch it. And even though the meat touched his throat and the guy stuck it in, that's not maga. Maga is only on the outside, not betastarim. So they were, maybe you'll tell me when you have a nevela v'behema that was shoved in the guy's mouth, is he going to become tameh? Uptumat masa nami yeno tameh. It's not considered carrying it until he actually swallows it. Shelo zaz ad shebala. Masam, you have to move it. He didn't move it. It just was in his throat. So the Gemara's question is, does a tum'ah behema nevela metameh bebedia? Tamud amar?
No yachal tum'ah
ba. Mashma?
Ba mashma mimiotah. Mi she'en la tum'ah ila achilata.
Ketiv. Ketiv
lo yachal.
Ketiv ba.
Ketiv ba kelomar.
Bezug bebedia.
Belo ba'achalit yad. Ki asad nevela behema.
Shemetameh bebedia. Oh. Gemara makes a diyuk. Vezlash. Tafka, a type of tum'ah that's exclusive, that has tum'at bebedia. But a behema nevela has tum'at maga. So once it has tumat maga, it's not going to have tumat bidi'ah. But she'ekin of tahor, that doesn't have tumat maga, that will have the tumah of akhira. So dafka is it's an exclusive item. So somebody asked you, which is the case of tumat bidi'ah? It's nivlat of tahor, dafka. But nivlat behema is not going to have dina bidi'ah. Kedichtiv? Good. Elkach?
Akulchach be'of mishta'ayin. יאכל מבינת האוף תתמה מן הכתוב מהיקרה ולבלת בהמה מקל החומר. מה האוף שאינו מתמה במגע ומסע מתמה בבית המליאה?
בהמה
שמתמה.
סתם, סונה זה בזה שזה קל החומר. ומה האוף שאינו מתמה במגע מתמה בבליאה? בהמה שכן מתמה במגע אינו דין שיתמה בבליאה? זה כבר בזה קל החומר. תמוד לומר
בא, אתה מתמא בבית
המליאה,
לי אתה
מתמא
בנבלת
בהמה
בבית
המליאה. כן, כי זה כתוב, בא. It ענת נבלת בהמה. אוקיי, continue.
ואם כן, למה נאמר בבהמה והאוכל מנבלתה?
So then, why does it say by בהמה האוכל מנבלתה? There's no דין of אכילה if he, once he touches it. לתן שיעור?
בנוגע ובנושא, כשיעור אכילה, דהיינו כזית.
Which means, the reason why it said אוכל מנבלתה, is just to tell me, what's the shiur of akhila normally? Kezayit. So it's telling me, the shiur of akhila, that's the shiur you're going to be hayav if you touched it. The shiur of negi'ah is like the shiur of akhila. That's why it chose the lashon, the ochin, what's the ochin menna? It's not tumat akhila, it's tumat maga. Now, what was the shiur? Kezayit. Ve'akol, kulav. Okay, so there you go. So you see it. Okay, let's go one step further. So that's the Gemara's question. So now we understand the Gemara's question. Gemara's question was, you just told me what? Nishmera mafreket. You told me it comes in nevela. You did the back? Nevela. So he says, what are you talking about? I'll bring you proof. What's my proof? By an animal. You slaughtered a bird. You slaughtered the back of the bird. Nevela. So then, what do you see? It has a din of a nevela, not a din of a terefa. So the Gemara says, wait, Amre, hatam mishum delav shechita hi klal. You can't compare the case over there. The case when you do milika in the back, it's not a shechita at all. Which we don't say, all right, it's not a milika, but at least it's a shechita. No, when you do a shechita in the back, it's not a milika and it's not a shechita, and therefore it's nothing. And what's the deen when you, I take a bird, I break its neck. So it's an nevelah. I didn't slaughter it correctly. Which is not, once I did not make milika on this bird, automatically it's an nevelah. Masha'en ken, by the case of, so that's why we say it's an nevelah. However, my tama, continuing, what's the reason why milikat sakin is no good? You tell me that if I make milikat with a sakin in the bag, it doesn't count as anything. That's why it's a nevela. Why does it make a nevela? So the Gemara says, Ravuna amar mepnei shu mahlid. Okay, haluda. What is haluda? Let's go slow. Why can't I just take the knife in the back and make sure I tap in the back? He said, no, it doesn't work. Because the only way to get the knife inside there to get to the simanim, I have to stick it in between the bones there. And when you stick the knife between the bones to get to the simanim, that's called haluda, which means you're unable to see the knife. It's all the way inside and you cannot really see the simanim. In the front, when you make a shaita, you make the shaita across and it separates and you're able to see the neck opens up. Mashiachin in the back, when you're going to make a shaita with a sakin, it's got to go through the bones to get there. That's called haluda, which is one of the five pesudim. Now, when you shachet from the savad, it's not haluda when you go across, because the simanim are right there. The simanim are wide and open. Another explanation. What's the other reason why it's pasud? Because it's dirisa. I guess you have to push. When you use a knife in the back,
no, that thing is the backbone.
Backbone. So you have to. So the Torah was matir milika, right. But once you do outside of milika, you're using the knife to break the bone to get into the. That's called drisa. Oh, so therefore, let's review what took place over here. The Gemara wanted to say like this, and we're done. The Gemara wanted to say hadush. You take an animal, you break it off the back. The animal's still jumping around. You consider it dead. Tumat nevela, that's all that. It was, oh yeah, beauty. I bring a beauty to ayah. Now, it's not such a beauty to ayah because it doesn't give me an exact case of a behemah. It brings an ayah from a bird. Oh, what's the case of a bird? Bird, you have to make milika. I didn't make milika. What did you do instead? Sakin. And what does it say? Nevela and all that. Oh, now, listen. I didn't make a milika, fine. But at least I did the sakin. Now, the chalaf used a sakin, so the sakin should at least take it out of a nevela status. Okay, he broke the bone. Okay, so therefore, let's say you have an issue over there where you didn't make the proper shaita, but so what? Let the breaking of the bone be like a terefa, and then just finish the shaita with the knife. At least finish it up with the knife, and you're okay. So, Ela, what do you see over here? The fact that you call it a nevela, once you break the bone, it's not just nishchat the right way. Ela, it's called a nevela, and even though it's still jumping around, whatever it is, therefore, you see that it's going to be tumat nevela. The Gemara says, no, that's not the pshat. Over there, the reason why it's nevela, because shaitat sakin is nothing. Shaitat sakin in the back is not the pshat. Well, at least you can. You cannot use a knife at all. Because the second you put it in, either it's haluda going through the bones itself, or it's piercing it. Either way, the knife is not going to. So you have no raya in that case. The reason why it's a nevela in that case, because once you put the knife to the back of the neck, you didn't slaughter it the right way. It's not the pshat. It's a nevela. Why is it a nevela? Because the neck broke, and once the neck broke, it died. I'll not say that. The reason why it's a nevela is because when you use a knife in the back of the neck, it's throwing it the wrong way. So you have no ra'ayah to a case of a behemah that you broke the neck, they call it a nevela. Maybe it's not a nevela. Read all these in Rashi, and we're good. Start with Rashi, just melikata zui shechitata.
Lehar esagin haya b'chashir shechita.
At least you're using a knife. Right, which means at least you let the knife not make it a nevela, because you're finishing the process. Ela nepshad, you know why? Because once you break the bone, already we say it's dead. And therefore, even though you finished it up, it's too late. It's a dead animal. It's nevela. Same thing with the animal. Could go to the next rashi. Go to the next rashi. Right. You got to get the knife under the bone. That's called haluda. No good.
Now,
so when you slaughter the animal, it moves. Right. It separates. So when you put the knife in, you get to make a clean cut across, and it becomes open. Mashaken here, there's no flexibility in the bone. So you gotta break through the bone and crawl to get in there.
What does it make it a nevela?
Of course, it has to be revealed. When you make a shaitat sekin, it has to be migliya, it has to be revealed.
So you break the bone when you do that?
Or go through it.
So someone just broke the bone without using a knife, then that's just a terefa?
Correct. But when you make the shaitat through the bone like
makes
that,
it worse.
That makes it worse. Look at that sheet, look at that sheet. שאין העצם מתפשט לכאן ולכאן כדרש שבך שהייתה כשתואבים אותו אלא עומד במקומו שעותך הסכין תעת העצם הביר יחלדה, which means the סכין almost gets lost underneath the bone over there. You can't see what's going on underneath.
שחיטה done the wrong way normally is considered a nevela.
שחיטה done the wrong way is nevela. A blemish is a terefa. You made a שחיטה the right way and you found something in the lungs, that's already a terefa. But a nevela means you slaughtered it the wrong way. So then the Gemara is saying, you thought to say, what do you mean? You have a knife, so the fahot, let the knife finish it up to make to take it out of a nevela. Elias, you know, once you break the back, it's a nevela, because it's dead, it's considered dead. Gemara says, no, the reason why it's a nevela, because once you put the knife to the neck, it's nothing. The knife doesn't fix it at all. A knife by Melika doesn't work. Knife by Melika doesn't work. The second you put the knife to the back of the neck, you made either haruda or you made what was the other thing that Gemara called it?
Even if you fix it.
And you made it, it's too late. You made dirisa. No fixing it. You made dirisa. Can you make a fixing on a dirisa? So therefore, you have no ra'ya. Baruch Adonai.